Thank you, Brother Len, and thank you, Brother Tim, for that prayer. Can everyone hear me? Okay, good. Well, Sister Tamara, Nathaniel, and I, and Brother Tim, and Sister Sandy Thomason all are very happy to be here with you in convention. And we bring the love of the Albuquerque Ecclesia, which is more of a tele-ecclesia. We have more members outside of Albuquerque than we do in Albuquerque. So we thank the Lord for that. And actually, you have some of our members here. Sister Ann Chavez and her husband are in the back. And so we're grateful to be able to meet with her and worship in person rather than over the phone. But it is wonderful to have that opportunity with the technology today that we can do that. Our ecclesia can actually be extended. And one of the brethren even suggested that we call it the Albuquerque Extended Ecclesia instead of just the Albuquerque Ecclesia. Also, I wanted to bring the love of my mom and dad, Leonard and Josephine Wessel. They send their love to the brethren here in convention. Tonight's Vesper service will be one in which we reflect on our Christian walk in 2013 and look forward to service in Christ in this new year of 2014. We will do this with hymns, scriptures, poems, and short readings. We will start with The New Year. It's a poem by Sister Laura Kelsey, and Sister April Mangos will read that for us.
Now dawns the first bright day of this new year. Night passed, the sun is up, and thus the old year fades. The new becomes more clear, but how it's used depends on us. That which is not worthwhile we may discard. Absorbed be only what is true. A wholesome life be held in high regard, and righteous be each deed we do. In this past year, mistakes we all have made, and God forgave us day by day for debts which humbly at his feet were laid, and helped us on the narrow way. If we will closely follow Christ as guide, he'll make this year to far transcend our fondest hope, and we'll find him at our side when we most need our truest friend.
Perhaps this will be a significant year of progress in God's divine plan for the world of mankind, in that we're 100 years into the ending of the Gentile times, ending in 1914, the eviction process having begun at that time. Proverbs 4:7 tells us that the beginning of wisdom is acquire wisdom, and with all your acquiring, get understanding. Proverbs builds on this theme in chapter 9, verses 9 and 10. Give instruction to a wise man, and he will be still wiser. Teach a righteous man, and he will increase his learning. The fear or reverence of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. Wisdom is said to be defined as the proper application of knowledge. Another way to say this is, wisdom is to know what is best worth knowing and to do what is best worth doing. So as we reflect on the past year and contemplate service in this new year, let us reverence the Lord, requesting the wisdom from above. Let us join in singing hymn number 74, Divine Wisdom. Number 74, Divine Wisdom.
Thank you.
Psalm 91:11 tells us, "For he will give his angels charge concerning you, to guard you in all your ways." Brother Benjamin Barton, in Pilgrim Echoes, comments on this verse, saying, "We have consecrated to God's way, not our own way or anyone else's way, and hence this promise holds good to us only when our ways are his ways. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths." Proverbs 3:6, unquote. In acknowledging the God of the Bible, whose eye never sleeps, his ear never shuts, his arm never tires, and his love never fails, let us sing hymn number 293, God's Omnipotence. 293, God's Omnipotence. One of the ways we acknowledge our Father in heaven is in our praise for him. Sister Janelle Zarja will read a psalm of praise, Psalm 150.
Praise the Lord, praise God in his sanctuary, praise him in his mighty expanse, praise him for his mighty deeds, praise him according to his excellent greatness, praise him with trumpet sound, praise him with harp and lyre. Praise him with timbrel and dancing. Praise him with stringed instruments and pipe. Praise him with loud cymbals. Praise him with resounding cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Let us sing praise to God with hymn 1A, Doxology 1A.
Praise him, all we pray.
Let us continue to sing praises to God with hymn 55, Praise the Lord, 55. In continuing our praises to our God and Father, we'll have the reading of Psalm 147, verses 1 to 5, by Sister Bonnie Bennett. This is Psalm 147, 1 to 5.
Praise ye the Lord, for it is good to sing praises unto our God, for it is pleasant, and praise is comely. The Lord doth build up Jerusalem. He gathereth together the outcasts of Israel. He healeth the broken in heart, and bindeth up their wounds. He telleth the number of the stars. He calleth them all by their names. Great is our Lord, and of great power. His understanding is infinite.
Our next hymn is hymn number 356, Great is Thy Faithfulness. Hymn 356.
Thank you.
After acknowledging God and singing praises to God, let us look back on 2013 and give thanks to God for His goodness, for His overruling in our lives, for His wisdom in guiding us in the narrow way of sacrifice and following our example and Redeemer, Jesus. Sister Ann Chesnut read Colossians 3, 12 to 17. Colossians 3, 12 to 17.
So as those who have been chosen of God, holy and beloved, put on a heart of compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, bearing with one another and forgiving each other, whoever has a complaint against anyone. Just as the Lord forgave you, so also should you. Beyond all these things, put on love, which is the perfect bond of unity. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you are called in one body. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ richly dwell within you, with all wisdom teaching and admonishing one another with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with thankfulness in your hearts to God. Whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks through him to God the Father.
Let us sing hymn number 324, Cause for Gratitude, hymn 324. In giving thanks, we each lift our voice in prayer to God. Jesus tells us to watch and pray. The scriptures admonish us to pray without ceasing. And looking at this new year God has given us, may it be one in which we pray often and live in an attitude of prayer. In following the scriptural admonition to be instant in prayer, we'll have a poem read entitled ASAP. Short for As Soon As Possible, or perhaps it can be a new acronym, Always Say a Prayer. We've asked Sister Evelyn Stewart to read ASAP.
ASAP, Always Say a Prayer. There's work to do, deadlines to meet. You've got no time to spare. But as you hurry and scurry, ASAP, always say a prayer. In the midst of family chaos, quality time is rare. Do your best, let God do the rest. ASAP, always say a prayer. It may seem like your worries are more than you can bear. Slow down and take a breather. ASAP, always say a prayer. God knows how stressful life is. He wants to ease our cares, and He'll respond to all your needs. ASAP, always say a prayer.
We've asked Brother Nikolai Grugin to raise his voice in prayer for our service at this time, and thanks for last year, for the convention, before God's overruling our lives.
Heavenly Father, we come unto thee in prayer this evening with thankfulness for the blessings that you bestow upon us, Father. Especially we are thankful for this opportunity to be with so many brethren of like precious faith, to enjoy these blessings and to reflect upon our lives, and to also reflect upon the blessings and upon the wonderful plan of salvation that you have made known to us. Heavenly Father, we are thankful for this, and we pray that we might be more and more mindful of these opportunities that you have set before us. And Father, we pray that our fellowship here may strengthen our resolve and may strengthen our desire to serve thee and to be more pleasing to thee, and to indeed follow along the footsteps of our Lord and Savior Jesus. So, Father, we do thank thee, and we ask thy continued guidance and blessing over our fellowship and over our meditations. And we ask these things not only for ourselves here, but for all of our brethren, wherever they may be, praying that they may be encouraged and they may be strengthened. We pray for the full establishment of thy kingdom. We pray for the time when thy wonderful character will be known from the least to the greatest throughout the whole world. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem, and we pray for all of these things in and through the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus. Amen.
Let us sing hymn number 274, Sweet Hour of Prayer. Hymn 274. As we continue in our songs of praise and thanks to God, let us reflect on our spiritual life in Christ. What can we learn from 2013? What did we do well in 2013? What could we do better to glorify our Heavenly Father's name? We'll now have a poem, There's Only One Today, read by Sister Debbie DeCroft.
There's only one today. I'll never have this day again, and when today is through, I may not have another chance for things I ought to do. The friendship I should offer, the kindness someone needs, the thoughtfulness I can't express in loving little deeds. the helpful words that someone might wait to hear me say, Lord, help me to remember there's only one today.
Are we asking the psalmist question each morning in Psalm 116:12? What shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward me? There is a saying, he who has no time for God in the morning is not likely to encounter him later in the day. Am I paying all my vows with all my heart, mind, soul, and strength unto the Lord? May our prayer be, more holiness give me, more strivings within, more patience in suffering, more sorrow for sin, more faith in my Savior, more sense of his care, more joy in his service, more purpose in prayer. Let us sing hymn number 143A, More Holiness Give Me, 143A. Along this devotional line of walking more closely in the footsteps of our Savior, we'll have a small group sing Just a Closer Walk with Thee. Just a Closer Walk with Thee. Thank you. As we focus on our walk, our conduct in Christ, our next reading is an interview with God. An interview with God. I dreamed I had an interview with God. "So you would like to interview me?" God asked. "If you have the time," I said. God smiled. "My time is eternity. What questions do you have for me?" "What surprises you most about humankind?" I asked. God answered, "That they get bored with childhood. They rush to grow up and then long to be children again. That they lose their health to make money, and then lose their money to restore their health. That by thinking anxiously about the future, they forget the present, so that they live in neither the present nor the future. That they live as if they will never die, and die as if they had never lived." God took my hand, and we were silent for a while. And then I asked, "As a parent, what are some of life's lessons you want your children to learn?" God replied with a smile, "To learn they cannot make anyone love them. What they can do is let themselves be loved. To learn that it is not good to compare themselves to others. To learn that a rich person is not one who has the most, but is one who needs the least. To learn that it only takes a few seconds to open profound wounds in people they love, and it takes many years to heal them. To learn to forgive by practicing forgiveness. To learn that there are people who love them dearly, but simply do not know how to express or show their feelings. To learn that two people can look at the same thing and see it differently. To learn that it is not enough that they be forgiven by others, but that they must forgive themselves. And to learn that I am always here." In recognizing our need for a Redeemer and God's provision of His only begotten Son, let us sing hymn number 186A, "Without Him." Hymn number 186A.
Thank you.
Knowing that our deliverance is nearer than when we first believed, why is it that we sometimes get discouraged? We allow our difficulties to grow out of proportion in our hearts and minds. We'll now have a reading of a short story entitled Discouraged by Sister Gaylene Walker.
As I was driving home from work one day, I stopped to watch a local Little League baseball game that was being played in the park near my home. As I sat down behind the bench on the first baseline, I asked one of the boys what the score was. "We're behind 14-0, he answered with a smile. "Really?" I said. "I have to say, you don't look very discouraged." "Discouraged?" the boy asked with a puzzled look on his face. "Why should we be discouraged? We haven't been up to bat yet."
Knowing that our deliverance is nearer than when we first believed, let our zeal for God and His Word increase. Let us fight the good fight of faith as though we have just begun to fight. Charles Wesley once said, "Catch on fire with enthusiasm and people will come from miles to watch you burn." May we each be like Jeremiah when he said in Jeremiah 20, verse 9, "His word was in mine heart as a burning fire, shut up in my bones, and I was weary with forbearing, and I could not stay." In 2014, may God's word burn in each of our hearts, that His love and truth shines through our words and actions. May purity mark our conduct, chaste in thought and word will be, that the image of our Master may be perfected in you and me. Brother Tim Thomason will read a poem that Brother Carl Hagensick wrote, and it was read at the Albuquerque Convention on April 16, 2006.
Brother Carl and Sister Margie Hagensick were very faithful supporters of the Albuquerque Convention for many, many years, and in Carl's last years, when travel was very challenging and difficult, they still came. And I have memories of going to the airport. The hotel that we have our convention in is at the airport. But I would meet Carl and Marge, and in the last few years that they came, our 12-year-old Hunter went with me. And they were usually the last ones off the plane because of Carl's wheelchair and getting everything off the plane. And when they would finally come, Marge was bowed over with suitcases and computers and medical equipment, and Carl was driving his wheelchair. And then Sister Marge would take the van to the hotel, but then Carl and Hunter and I would drive his wheelchair to the hotel. It was just within walking distance. And in 2006, Brother Carl announced that this would be his last Albuquerque convention. So he wrote this poem, and he asked Brother Michael Nakora to read it at the convention, and it was very moving and touching. And these are the words. "So now, dear friends, farewell, adieu to each and every one of you, to those of you we'll see no more upon this side of Jordan's shore. May we ever faithful be, so we can meet eternally, together with our Lord and King, together all His praises sing. Together then for works ahead, together then to raise the dead, together then to do God's will, together all His plans fulfill." Finally, with one last wave, we'll look for you beyond the grave.
thank everyone who participated in tonight's Vesper service. Let us close with part of the closing message of Jude, verses 20 and 21. Let's sing our final hymn number 241A, In the Dawning, O Beloved. Hymn number 241A. But first, Jude 20 and 21. But you, beloved, build yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit. Keep yourselves in the love of God, waiting anxiously for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ to eternal life. Hymn number 241A.